Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And I'd like to just begin the broadcast in prayer. But let me just share, if you have been listening it was last week, and we continued on with the message yesterday, More Than Conquerors, what is my purpose, or more importantly, what is the Lord's purpose in sharing these passages of Scripture where Paul was declaring his experience as a believer in Christ? He found through the many, many trials and battles that he went through that he could always be triumphant. How could he say, we are more than conquerors, more than conquerors? I mean, you're doing pretty well if you're a conqueror. But if you were more than, he was emphasizing the complete and absolute security and place of victory and authority that God has allowed his church to enter into. The Father's done that because of the sacrifice of Jesus. As he was, so are we to be in the world. We're little Christ, and I don't mean any disrespect by that, but that's why we got the name Christians, that basically we are following Christ. There's only one Jesus, and there's no one, he's matchless. There's no one that can compare to the Lord. But if we're his children, that means we're going to be like him. If you're a parent and you have children, then beloved, that child has your genetic makeup, has your DNA. They are like you because they literally came forth from you. And we've been born again through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we've become children of God. That's the phrase, born again, because we were naturally born to be in existence, but there's another birth that opens up eternal life, not just the natural life of a baby entering this world, but eternal life through Jesus Christ. As for that matter, everyone is eternal. It just, we get to choose where we want to spend eternity. We can either be with the Lord in all that heaven includes, in the new heaven and the new earth, or if we choose to take our choice with the devil and his angels. God does not force us. It has to be a willing desire to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus and his love and goodness. Then God honors that choice. It's a very serious thing, beloved, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because men's eternal salvation and eternal destiny depends on the choice they make. You can't make it for them. You can pray, you can witness, you can testify, but ultimately that responsibility rests on every person. They are one day going to stand before God, and they will give an account of what they did or did not do as far as choosing Christ. And I believe God is merciful, he's faithful. We've heard those messages, if they don't hear the gospel, they're all going to go to hell. I don't believe that. I believe that even those who have not heard the gospel, God judges them on the basis of the conscience that God has put within man. So he judges them according to the light they have. And then if they have been faithful to honor that good conscience within them, then I believe that for those who did never had the opportunity to hear about Jesus, that they will be saved and brought into the fullness of what Jesus has done for them. There's a lot of teaching going on right now in heaven, because many are just, they give their heart to the Lord and perhaps on their deathbed, and then they die and they don't know a whole lot about the Lord. So from what I understand from those that have preceded and the books that I've read, after Brother Glass went home, I read everything I could about heaven and have just been in awe of God's mercy and faithfulness and how he delights to bring us in. I believe we will be continually transformed. We'll be continuing to grow in the knowledge of God, even when we are with the Lord. We'll never run out of things to learn or experience or adventure. Isn't that an exciting possibility? I'm getting off subject, but it's something to really get excited about. So, beloved, we've been talking about the supernatural walk of being a child of God. And I've been talking about it, but I believe that we have not entered fully into that. In fact, I want to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know from the words of the Apostle Paul, the words that he wrote, because he was moved by the Holy Spirit, your word is inerrant, it is established forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not. The words are true. And Father, we know, since we are your children, that you're bringing us into greater and greater experiences of glory. And Father, I pray right now for every listener, Lord, that we will come into that place of revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understand in a way we never have before, no matter how long we've served God, no matter how long we've read the scriptures, we will see depths and revelation that we did not experience before. Father, we claim this and ask you to grant it graciously in your mercy and love in Jesus' name. Praise God. For those who are on my mailing list, I send a monthly letter of encouragement. I don't send an appeal letter. I don't mention finances. The letters, the correspondence ministry is meant to encourage and inspire. And I know people tell me they just look forward to the letters, and that glory all goes to Jesus because he knows what we need to hear when we need to hear it. And so the important thing is that we are in a process. We're coming into a new season in God of spiritual victories that we've not known before. The enemy has fought us so fiercely. He's continuing to fight. My heart breaks as I read of so many of the troubles and crises that God's people are going through. But beloved, hang on. You may be just at your wit's end. You may be at the utter depletion of your strength and energy and stamina in Christ. You might feel totally drained. But right now, Father, I am asking that you will replenish, that you will fill them anew and afresh with the Holy Spirit, that they will have the mental stamina, the mental strength, the mental clarity, as well as physical strength. I bind and take authority over sickness and disease that have attacked their bodies. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your symptoms and leave in the name of Jesus, for by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. And Father, I loose your anointing to break every yoke of bondage, every hindrance of the devil in their lives. And Father, help us to grasp what you're desiring to do in our lives. Praise God. We thank you for it. And you know, beloved, what it's going to take is an enlarging of our faith. In fact, Lord, we're asking you to do that. You are the author, you are the finisher of our faith. Lord, we can't manufacture faith. We're to respond in faith, but ultimately, Lord, if you gave us the faith to believe in Jesus, to take that first step toward salvation. And you're the finisher. In other words, you've got it all in hand. We don't have to beat ourselves over the head. Oh, I don't have enough faith. That's a lie, because God is not immoral. He is not unjust. He would not allow you to be tested if you didn't have the faith to overcome, to go through it, to persevere, to endure. He would be unjust. And so you have all the, I've said this time and time again on the broadcast, don't say you don't have faith. You wouldn't be in the situation right now if you didn't have the faith God gave you to press on through whatever you're going through. Praise God. And I know we've all fallen in the past. We fall short of what God has for us. But beloved, a new day is dawning. Praise God. Well, I need to get on with the message. How's that? So, If your joy and your happiness and your life and your faith is based on your union with the Alpha and Omega, with Jesus, then there is absolutely nothing that can bring you down to defeat. You are able to stand independent and strong above your circumstances through Jesus, not in your own strength, but through Him. And you can actually live above every situation you are faced with in complete joy and assurance that Jesus Christ is your victory. So what the Holy Spirit's wanting to get us to a place of, and that is peaceful faith, where we are in faith, we're in peace. Just because we make the decision, that doesn't mean magically everything's going to change, but we're going to stand our ground. We're going to stand. Having done all, we stand, and that faith will move the hand of God to bring about a remedy, to bring about the defeat of Satan, to bring about an answer that we need in our time of privation or desperation, in need, whatever it is, God will answer. In Titus 2:14, the Apostle Paul states that Jesus Christ, and I'm quoting, gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Isn't that something? Just think about that. He redeemed us from all iniquity, which includes unbelief. And if Jesus Christ died for our sins and made it possible that we can have victory over sin, then we have no excuse for living a defeated life as a Christian. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Praise God. Well, my time has again drawn to a close, and I hope and my prayer is that you are being blessed and encouraged, and your faith is beginning to soar, realizing God has so much more for you. We have a potential we have not yet reached in Christ, but I believe the Holy Spirit is paving the way, making a way for us to enter into the deeper things of God. That old song we used to sing, Lord, lift me up on higher ground, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, lift me up on higher ground. Amen. That's my prayer for all of us. I love you. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you prefer the convenience of email, you may email. I will always pray, confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.